Now, you've been a strong proponent of renewable fuels, and how big of a role, I know you mentioned it's part of this plan, but how big of a role will it play in the long-term profitability, do you think, of American agriculture?
Well, I think it's going to be critical. I think there's huge potential around biofuels. Obviously, I come from a farm state, Illinois, and ethanol has been a big boon to a lot of rural communities, really making the difference between profitability and not making a profit for a lot of farmers. But what we also are recognizing is that the key for us is going to be to move into this next generation of biofuels. And you know, how can we use wood chips and refuse and switchgrass and a whole other set of biofuel standards, and how can we improve the efficiency of first-generation biofuels? And farmers are going to be critical to that entire process. You know, we want to be able to compete with countries like Brazil that now are running basically their entire automobile fleet on biofuels. And if Brazil can do it, there's no reason why America can't do it.
I also wanted to ask you about the sweeping climate change legislation that passed the House on Friday. Certainly, there are skeptics saying that the costs are going to greatly outweigh the benefits for American agriculture. Do you have a cost estimate in terms of how the program may impact individual farmers?
You know, I don't have a cost estimate for individual farmers, but I can tell you that Colin Peterson, the chairman of the Agricultural Committee, worked extensively on this legislation. We ended up with $5 billion going to farmers in a variety of ways so that they're going to be able to take advantage and profit from our efforts to reduce global warming, everything from incentives for tilling and in different ways and conservation, reduce energy and fertilizer use, incentives for them to be able to take advantage of siting wind power on their acreage. There are going to be a whole host of opportunities for rural communities to profit, even as they're helping to achieve America's energy independence. And so we're very optimistic that this is ultimately going to be an advantage for agriculture. I know there were concerns that were raised about whether somehow this was going to be some big bureaucratic mess that impinges on farmers' abilities to work their land. But I think Colin Peterson did an excellent job, and we are going to continue to work with all the farm communities out there to make sure that this is a boost